Pope Francis is coming here this fall. Are you invited to any of that?
I don't know. What I've heard from the State Department is the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is control attendance at the big mass at Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. The hope of the State Department is that all the past ambassadors are invited.
Terrorism, the group known as ISIS. Is there a place for the Catholic Church in this war? ISIS can't be reasoned with. Can a church even get themselves involved in terrorism?
Yeah, I would make the argument the Holy See's form of diplomacy is particularly useful in dealing with these kinds of issues, because we've come to learn the hard way that hard power has limited value in that kind of country where it's a desert, where the people are uneducated, where they don't have an economy. What economy they do is based on narcotics other than oil. These are very difficult parts of the world. So the Holy See's soft power voice of reason, of persuasion, is a useful diplomatic tool. The other fact of the matter is that they have a particular, call it standing, if you will, as a religion, to speak about religion. And people are starting to write about that more and more now, that the religions of the world need to be speaking up about one of their brethren, the Islamic one, that's kind of becoming hijacked by a sect, a bad sect, and that religions can talk to each other, whereas secular people may be able to be impeached and say, well, you're just a country. You just want a hegemonic advantage, where the Holy See doesn't. The Holy See's pure. That way, sometimes when they say things, they can't be criticized and undermined as readily in what they're trying to say. So I think those are important opportunities for the Holy See's diplomacy to add value. And so you're starting to see more and more right now, Muslims taking responsibility for Islam. One guy, an Egyptian guy in December, wrote in the Wall Street Journal that this is not my Islam. Admiral Freeman here a while back spoke up about the need for Muslims to confront their religion, and the Pope's been saying that. Those are all healthy starts. We're a long way from
the
end.
They need to do more of that, because it also helps educate America at large,
yeah,
because they're trying to sift through this themselves.
And a lot of people are appeasement-oriented. I don't believe it'll work. It hasn't worked in England. So when people speak up about this, maybe it'll keep people from becoming appeasement-oriented and maybe crystallize some people's thoughts. These are very difficult concepts, but you look at the guy that was burning the Korans in Florida 2 years ago. I went nuts when General Petraeus spoke up against that. I said, what is that guy fighting for? And then this recent Charlie Hebdo business. You know, the first one of those happened in 2005 when I was in Rome.
Tell us what that is.
That was when there was the cartoon that had the rockets coming out of Mohammed's head. They published in a Danish publication, so the radical terrorists started murdering people and bashing in storefronts and things like that. We called a press conference and talked about that the United States is the strongest committed nation in the world to religious freedom and freedom of the press. These kind of things have to be taken seriously, and you can't appease your way out of it.
We hear people say they want to stomp out terrorism. Do you think we can ever stomp out terrorism?
I don't think we know how this radical Islamic business is going to end, but we know someday it will. Everything comes to an end. Sooner or later, it will be solved. And there may be some different terrorism of a different kind at a different time in the kind of world we have now that's so interconnected and open. But I think there's some things we need to do to hasten the demise of radicalized Islamic segments, and that we can do a better job in some areas than we are, none of which involves using American ground troops other than special forces.